In a release issued this afternoon, the Robinson-Huron Treaty Litigation Fund's leadership is encouraging the Prince of Wales to express support for Canada and Ontario to take meaningful action on reconciliation. Governor-General Mary Simon and Lieutenant Governor Elizabeth Dowdeswell are being called on to share the petition and memorial signed by the chiefs of the Robinson-Huron Treaty First Nations as well. Following is a full release from the Robinson-Huron Treaty Litigation Fund. The Robinson-Huron Treaty Litigation Fund, RHTLF, leadership are encouraging the Prince of Wales to communicate their support for Canada and Ontario to take meaningful action on reconciliation. The RHTLF is calling on Governor-General of Canada Mary Simon and Lieutenant Governor of Ontario Elizabeth Dowdeswell to share with their Royal Highnesses the petition and memorial signed by the 21 chiefs of the Robinson-Huron Treaty First Nations their offices received in September 2021. The Crown, of which the Prince of Wales and the Duchess of Cornwall are representatives, must remain committed to not only settling the annuity case, but to renewing the treaty relationship and reaching agreement on the future implementation of the Robinson-Huron Treaty, said Chief Dean Sayers of Batchewana First Nation. The Governor-General of Canada and Lieutenant Governor of Ontario are representatives of the Crown. The Robinson-Huron Chiefs signed a petition at the 2021 Treaty Gathering addressed to Governor-General Mary Simon and Lieutenant Governor Elizabeth Dowdeswell. The petition echoes the call that the Robinson-Huron Treaty Litigation Fund has made for over a decade. It is time for the Crown to act honorably in accordance with the law. The RHTLF await the response of the Governor-General of Canada Mary Simon and Lieutenant Governor of Ontario Elizabeth Dowdeswell on the petition and memorial, sent in September 2021.